good morning. A Thursday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, from the Washington Post, Joint Chiefs head feared potential Reichstag moment from President Donald Trump. General Mark Milley, the country's top military leader, told aides after the 2020 election that he worried that President Donald Trump and his acolytes might try to use the military to stay in office. According to a new book by Washington Post reporters, in CNN, the analysis this morning, the extreme danger is the real worry that the U.S. system of government, constitution, and cherished freedoms would face if an ex-president, even now trying to revive his demagogic political career, ever gets anywhere near the Oval Office again. Something you've been warning for a long time now.
I have, David. You know, the way that dictatorships begin is often with the cooperation of the military. Do we think that Trump would have done it if he thought he could have gotten away with it? Well, I certainly do, because everything else he's been doing, including standing up there and making suggestions that everybody go up to the Capitol and fight like hell. Look, he did it. He incited it. His rhetoric has been employed by the people who have been arrested and all the others. And what is he getting? Nothing. A slap on the hand. Nobody's arresting him for what he should be arrested for, but that's where we are. General Milley is a hero. He's let it be known from the very beginning he wasn't going along with this. The other generals felt the same way. If we had had different generals, this could have been an absolute disaster. So General Milley gets my vote for being a true American and understanding what the Constitution is about, and that there is a split between the executive elected officials and the people who are in the military who are supposed to be taking orders that make sense according to the Constitution of the United States. This is very scary indeed, and we'll have to see, you know, if Trump gets reelected and tries to put a semi-dictatorship in place, then what we're going to see is, I believe, civil war.
Yeah, and you referenced the folks who have been involved in the Capitol riot and not getting the proper punishment. I mean, the folks who have perpetrated this committed treason, haven't they?
There is no question in my mind that it was treason. When you go to the Capitol of the United States and sit in the chair of elected officials and put your feet up and act like louts, which they are, and deaths result from your occupation of the Capitol, it is something that we have not seen in this dimension. So this is very, very, very bad. And I'm quite worried that there are enough Trumpers out there. 73 million people voted for this guy, no matter what he is doing. And this is very scary.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, Alan, lavished praise on Democratic mayoral nominee Eric Adams yesterday during a joint appearance in Brooklyn. The glad handing, says the New York Times, expected between like-minded Democrats following an election comes as Cuomo was in a battle for his political future. And Adams is still basking in his primary win, fresh from a meeting this week at the White House. While the governor gushed over Adams during a joint press conference on gun violence, the Democratic nominee focused more on his own record than that of a governor whose compounding scandals have imperiled his political future. Quote, Eric Adams is going to be the next mayor of the city of New York, and I am very, very excited about that, Cuomo said. He's going to be extraordinary. Adams appeared to think so too, Alan, and kept the attention on himself. I am the face of the Democratic Party, he said during his turn at the podium. I am the original progressive voice in this city. What do you make of the joint appearance?
Well, I make enough of it to tell you that I wrote my column, which comes out on Saturday, on this. And there's a lot that this presumed incoming mayor has. Obviously, if Cuomo is looking to be elected governor for a fourth term, he's going to need the black vote. This is now an election in which incoming Mayor Adams, because I think that's what he is, has a great deal to offer to Cuomo. And Cuomo, for his part, and Adams knows, will be able to deliver for the city. We know that de Blasio, who had some good words for Adams, is a fierce enemy of the governor. If, in fact, it turns out that de Blasio is calling the shots in any way, I think this could ruin this relationship. But I think both men have reasons for a good relationship. And I think that we're going to see they understand that. But yes, I think the article that you were reading from, David, is correct that Adams has basically the upper hand here. But remember, as I have taught in political science classes for so many years, the city is a creature of the state. And if a war broke out between those two men, it wouldn't be good for either of them. But in terms of the resources for the city, it certainly wouldn't be good for Adams. But do I believe that he has the upper hand now? Yes, I do.
Is he a real progressive, Adams?
Well, based on his rhetoric, based on the things he's calling for, the answer is yes. Of course, the Democratic Party is split into many different factions, some as the, what I would call the left, and nothing will ever be enough for some of those folks, even though they may be right in what they aspire to. So if you say Adams to most political scientists and people who are watching this, they're going to tell you that he is a moderate. He has progressive tendencies, so I would expect that, as usual, the Democrats will quickly form into a circular firing squad and start shooting at each other.
Finally, Alan. Golly, Martha, device taps brain waves to help paralyzed man communicate. Did you see this story? A medical first.
I did.
Researchers harnessed the brain waves of a paralyzed man unable to speak and turned what he intended to say into sentences on a computer screen. Wow.
Well, assuming that nothing as dramatic as an invasion from outer space happens, and then even then you don't know, you better believe that we are continuing to make medical progress. I mean, for example, is there anybody willing to say that all those researchers who are trying to find an answer to cancer aren't going to be successful? Of course they will. It's just a matter of time. So this is just one more miracle, but we're going to be seeing a lot more than this. It's all improving, and that will have a lot to do with how long you live. Right now in America, somebody can live to 80, which is remarkable considering where we were. So if you can just hang in there, you may get to be 200.
We can only hope. Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us.